Hey, good morning and welcome to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN 95.1 to 1 and AM 1080. Good morning, sunshine on my shoulder. Make me happy, 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 happy. 23 degrees only. Can you believe it? Just looks so beautiful out. It's just absolutely fantastic, but it could be the filter that I have on my window here today. Let's take a quick look at our forecast before we get going on our Raider Wrap here this morning. A lot of fun stuff coming up for you. We got Noah Bachmeier coming on. He is the head coach of the weightlifting team who had the state tournament just a week or so ago. And we also, hopefully, we're crossing our fingers, Ella Pagel. That's right, state champion is going to be here. She is the senior. She's won state twice. And she, again, is the state champion this year. And she wrestled in the heavyweight division. So hopefully she'll be in here in about 15 minutes. We're crossing our fingers. Hopefully all of you are listening and you are going to be on your way in. We've got an interview with George Peterson and Garrett Horkey. They are with the lacrosse team. So we'll have that on this week's Meet the Raider. But for this morning, increasing cloudiness throughout the rest of this afternoon. Should see a high today of around 48. And then tonight, a chance of some rain. A little bit of overnight, not too bad. Kind of cloudy a little bit. Gradually kind of getting cloudier, and it's only going to cool off to about 37. But the winds are going to pick up out of the south-southeast at about 15 to 20 with gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. So a little bit breezy this evening. For tomorrow, looks like rain for most of the day, on again, off again. It's going to rinse off all this salt. That's the deal. We're going to get rid of all that salt and hopefully clean up the streets a little bit. And we should be warming up somewhere in those areas right in there around 47 again. And then for Sunday night, mostly cloudy, cooling off to 26, sunshine and 47 for the workday on Monday. See, you got something to look forward to on a Monday morning. Currently, we're about 23 with clear skies, just a gorgeous morning this morning. And so we kick it right to, we head right into, we don't have a scoreboard, Raider scoreboard, today, obviously, there was no games or scores or highlights or anything like that, and we already know that the weightlifting team had already participated, so we're going to go over a little bit there. So no Raider scoreboard for you this morning. Everybody's a winner today. Everyone gets a trophy today, Noah. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good to have you in here. About time. I mean, you keep pushing me off and push me. Oh, I got this wrestling thing to go. I got this weightlifting thing to go to, and I got this training thing to go to. Yeah, you're always so busy. No time for KYMN. Come on, man.
It's fun to be in here for the first time. I've always been on the phone, so this is a little different.
Yeah, so that's kind of cool that you're able to get in here, so it's all good. Welcome, first and foremost. Second of all, it's over. It's all over. But there was the state weightlifting. Now, this is Olympic weightlifting. This is not just going to the gym and everyone just throwing weights around or anything like that. This is the Olympic version. And the Olympic version has two categories, right?
Yep.
You have what they call the snatch, which is you pick it up straight off the floor over the top of your head. And then the other one's a clean and jerk where you bring it to your chest and then you get a little extra thrust at the end like that. So that helps. I mean, obviously you can get a little bit more weight for doing that, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I mean, otherwise you're literally just going from the floor all the way over the top of your head. Yeah, you ever see anybody like go ass over tea kettle and like, you know, throw it a little bit too hard, too high, too fast, and then he goes, whoa, hold on, man.
Yeah, it happens every now and then. You take a little tumble and then you hop right back up.
Well, you get three cracks at it, right?
Yes, three cracks in the competition sense. You get three attempts at each weight, progressively getting heavier each attempt. And whatever is declared on the platform, if that's what you're at, that's what you go for.
I noticed on one of the guys that they wrestled here, or not wrestled, I keep going wrestling, weightlifting, weightlifting. I keep thinking, Ella, what wrestling? So anyhow, no offense there, Noah. Weightlifting, different than wrestling. But needless to say, I noticed, the one thing I did notice was that one guy actually on his first lift took 98 kilograms, which is, in case you're wondering, is over 200 pounds. And then, but then they went to 95 and then like 93. So instead of going up, they went down. Philosophy behind that? Yeah, I know. Maybe you didn't see that, but I was just scanning the spreadsheet and noticed that their first lift was like their highest lift. And they, you know, they made it, obviously, but then they went down. I don't know. Maybe there was an injury involvement there or something.
Oh, I didn't see that. Sometimes, you know, if a weight's declared late before the weight changes on the platform, then you can make that declaration to go back down. Sometimes that does happen. Sometimes we also see scratches due to injury. So I'm wondering if that might have been what happened there.
Yeah.
Usually we work in the ascending, you know, if you're opening or lifting 95 and the next person's 98, usually you're not going to go back to 93 unless there's an error
right
somewhere. Sometimes on the platform card table where all of the lifters have their cards laid out in attempt order, sometimes that gets a little goofy and you might have a mix-up on the table, which then we would fix on the platform
down. So it was held, the state finals were held in Cannon Falls a week ago, and you said this is the third year for Cannon Falls.
Yeah, they do a great job hosting. It's really awesome that they have their big old field house to host a big state meet like that every year. It's pretty fun. And it beats driving to Moorhead.
Yeah. Oh, God. Huh? Yeah. Really? That's where it was before, huh?
Yeah.
That was that would be a trip. Yeah. So, I mean, does everyone drive independently, or you take a bus over there, or how does that work?
You know, the times that I've gone, we've gone independently. Usually most of the teams kind of stay at the same hotel, so it's like a nice little weightlifting party thereafter.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. If it's anything like any of the wrestling or anything like that, hockey or any of the fun state tournaments, I'm sure there was a few activities going on that could have been kind of fun. So how long have you been doing Olympic weightlifting?
As a head coach, this is my third year here in Northfield. I worked with the Lakeville South program as an assistant coach the year prior, but competitive lifting has been part of my life since I was in eighth grade. So I've been doing this for quite a few years now.
It's, yeah.
We were just talking 2025 came up so fast, and wow, I feel old.
Right. Yeah. So you've been here for 3 years. Did you start the program, or was it going on before you got here?
The previous head coach, he was a long teacher at Northfield too, Scott Sully. He was the one who really built the program, built the building champion slogan, and kind of what the weight room is today, you know, being that it used to be the swimming pool. He built it up into what the weight room is today. And then one of his...
Is there still water in there or no?
No.
Okay.
No,
just making sure. Just making sure the guys aren't drowning.
Lots of cement, though.
Yeah.
One of his athletes, actually, Laura Marks, or Laura DeGroot, she took over the program for a few years. Coach Wiebe, one of my assistants, he helped. He ran the program for a few years. Coach Solly was actually my coach in high school over at Burnsville. And then... 3 years ago, there was a vacancy, and he reached out because the AD reached out to him and said, hey, I know somebody, but he needed a teaching job. So I got super lucky with both of those gigs opening up at the same time. And I got to spend some time both in the classroom here at Northfield and in the weight room, still running that weightlifting program.
Nice. Very good. So I'm assuming that weightlifting is not your only career actually going on. I mean, is that... You spend all your time doing that, or is that kind of just kind of a fun thing you do?
I wish. That'd be pretty darn fun.
Right.
But no, I spend most of my days teaching. And then, you know, summers, definitely a lot more strength training over the summer. That's usually like a full day kind of gig, you know, working with the summer programs and athletes of all ages, trying to get them through the summer program, getting them ready for their fall sports.
Okay, so when you say summer program, is it literally it's just the summer, or is that this spring yet, or is it literally after the school year?
Yeah, so right now it's kind of a weird stage for at least my side of the head coaching when it comes to Olympic, because we don't have a ton of athletes still competing directly with the Olympic lifts. I encourage all of them to be multi-sport athletes, so a lot of them right now are doing their spring sports. They're still lifting with the off-season program at the high school, which is awesome. I really encourage all sport coaches to lift, even if it's, you know, you're only getting them in there twice a week. So that's what they're doing now. Once the spring kind of wraps up, spring season, spring sport, and over the summer, that's when all that off-season training to get ready for fall or maybe even winter season comes in. I think the program this year is running from 6:30 or 7 in the morning with Coach Manning from ETS, and runs throughout the day. Each grade kind of has a set time, and then they do some speed, movement, agility stuff on top of their strength training.
In the summer, these summer programs?
Yep, the summer program.
Okay, how do you get involved in the summer program? What if is that strictly for Olympic weightlifting, or is that just a weightlifting program in general?
In general, bigger, faster, stronger, go get after it. It's going to help you with whatever sport you're in, even if you're playing tennis or golf, you know, whatever it may be, it's going to help you get better.
How about drinking coffee? Will it help my arm at all? Do you think that'll... I don't know. I think I got to take a break. So the summer classes, is that just anybody can participate in that then?
Yeah, all
you just sign
athletes.
Up. If you're a high school athlete, you can sign up for that.
Yeah.
So I couldn't necessarily walk in off the street and start, you know, weightlifting and working out or anything like that.
No.
Okay. Thank God. But the students can. So if, you know, maybe, yeah, so maybe you are on the cross country team, or you're on the swim team, or you're on the tennis team, or, you know, I mean, yeah, so even golf, it absolutely helps with golf and baseball and all these things. So you can just go into the gymnasium then, or do you got to sign up for it? Is it a program? Do you have to, you know, do you have to register? What's up with that?
Yeah, that would be a registration process. The activities director, John Mahal, or Ms. Cheryl Dock, and they can all help you with that. Everything, I think. You know, if kids are listening, it's all on Schoology. So talk to Mr. Byer, talk to Mr. Mahal. They'll get you set up. I think registration for that will probably get opening up early May,
okay,
or so. So that way they can kind of
figure out numbers. Is there a cost to that at all, to the kids or to the parents? Or
I think there is a slight cost involved, but I don't know off the top of my head what it is.
It's not like $5,000 or anything
no,
weird.
Goodness,
like that.
No.
Okay,
no. Try to keep it affordable.
That's good. That's good. So we talk about the fact that the Cannon Falls hosts the state tournament every year, and it was just last week. There's over in Cannon Falls. I know that you guys competed over there. How many people did you take to the state meet, or how many people are on the team versus how many people actually competed in the state?
So we had probably about 55
wow,
athletes on the
that's
team.
That's
nice.
This
year. Yeah, that was awesome. Their numbers are getting bigger each year, which is always good to see. And of those 55, we sent 15. Which okay. was a pretty good group to state.
Yeah, but I hate to be the other 40 sitting over there. Oh, yeah, I could have been there. But did they all show up, do you think? Or what do you think? Did most of the – everyone show up to kind of root each other on?
Yeah, we had a lot of athlete support and even some past athletes, some of the ones who graduated in the past few years and live locally, or maybe they were on spring break. They swung by, and that was really fun to see them too, because – I think weightlifting is a little different when you think of the camaraderie. I mean, gravity is the same for everybody versus football. You're always, you know, butting heads. You're trying to physically destroy the other person, so to say. This one is, all right, well, I'm stronger than you, so I'm going to show that.
Right.
And that's really fun when they come back. And, you know, some of these athletes that have come back, they're, oh, that guy's, he's shooting for my state record. So it's kind of fun to see, are they going to break it? Or
right.
is mine going to stand? It's,
right.
That's pretty fun.
Is there anybody in Northfield that holds a state record right now? Or
yeah, we have a few athletes. Stephen Feig set several this year in his weight class. What made it pretty fun was he was breaking a previous Northfield lifters records, who was actually one of our assistant coaches, Hunter Simonson. So that was really fun. At the state meet, we had a few attempts at some state records too. Elena French attempted, Caleb Grau went for some, and Stephen Feig attempted both on snatch and clean and jerk. So that was really fun to see.
Now, you said they attempted. They succeed?
Not quite. Feig, he should have hit his snatch. It was a call that I disagreed with and several others disagreed with. But, you know, that was the call the ref made. So that's what we got to go with.
So that did they disqualify him when it was in the air? Is that the deal? Because you have to lock out, right?
Yep. So he locked his elbows out. But the center judge, once they've determined that you're done moving, your feet are set, you're in control of the weight, they'll give you a down call, usually with a hand motion. And generally, the center judge is pretty clear. It's a very quick down. The center judge on this platform was just not as consistent in his movement. So as the hand came up and he started to say down, it was a little iffy on what his actual call was, because it looked like he was calling the athlete down. And so obviously our athlete dropped the weight because he was under the assumption that it was a completed lift. And that's why he got some red lights. He got two red lights on that one, one white. So one judge agreed, you know, he was in control when the down call was given. The other two didn't, which is unfortunate. But, he, you know, as an athlete, having the wherewithal, like I did the weight, that's pretty rewarding in and of itself. So he did the weight. He knows that. And I'm proud of him for attempting it. It was really fun to see.
Right, right. So when are they going to have instant replay at the high school Olympic weightlifting?
You know, I think they just introduced that at the national level.
I think
so
Northfield Live was there. You should have asked for a replay.
You know, that did come up. There was a few parents who, I have it on the live stream. Can we watch it back and change it? Is there a challenge card? And
yeah. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Emphasis on yet. That's probably coming. We don't know anything about it. But but all in all, would you say that – so this is – well, are you competing as a team or is it each pretty much individual?
It's kind of like track or swimming in that sense. Each individual can score points. And the more points you score as a competitor, those collectively go towards your team score. So last year when we had several girls lifting and several guys, that put us in a really good position to do some damage as a team. This year was a little more challenging with only two varsity female athletes, but then we had eight varsity guy athletes. So what we didn't have in the female division, we were able to make up with some points in the male division.
So you had two JV and two varsity girls, right? So you had four competing?
Correct. Yep.
So out of the 55 participants, you have more than four girls, don't you?
Yeah, that's definitely something I'd love to see more of, but we had a pretty good showing of female athletes this year. We had some JV girls who were really close to qualifying as well, so we almost were able to send four JV girls to the meet, just missed qualifying.
So did you have a qualifier before the state meet then? Was it like a regional, sectional, final or something?
Yeah, we usually have about four meets throughout the season, December, January, February. Northfield hosts the February meet, and that's kind of, you know, biggest meet where everybody's trying to qualify. If you don't quite qualify, or maybe you have to defend a spot so nobody else beats you out, then you would have an opportunity about 2 weeks after that, and then about 2 weeks prior to the state meet. This year, Little Falls hosted it. It's called the Last Chance Qualifier, trying to save your spot or try to qualify one more time for state before the state meet actually happens.
So I'm looking at some of the state results and different things like that, and we're on the Station 1, Platform 1, and it looks like, what do you got, like 12? It looks like about 12 athletes there, another 12. Yeah, so is it pretty much the same amount of athletes? Well, it gets, depending on who all participates. How do you, it must mean that you more people can qualify in certain weight classes or something, or how's that work? Because some of the classes here, or some of the platforms and stations, have more participants than the other. Is that just because that's how many people are available, or was it all about the qualifying?
It's all about the qualifying. If we looked at Varsity Boys 61, there was about six competitors across that weight class. So there's a qualifying total. That's a hard qualifying total. If you hit that number, you're good to go. You are automatically green. You're good to go for state. If there's so we take the top three. If there's nobody hard qualified but they've hit a minimum total, then they'll go to state. If there's more than three athletes but they've all hit the qualifying total, you could have as many hit the qualifying total. But if we have, let's just say, one hard qualifying total lifter, two who didn't hit the hard qualifying total, they would be qualified for state by proxy, by default, because they hit the minimum qualifying number. So we had, you know, six athletes across the 61 class competing, whereas in some of the other weight classes, like looking at Elena French, 87 plus, I think there was only two athletes who qualified and then competed. There was a Rosemont lifter who competed on her own in her own weight class. Every now and then you might see that only one person qualifies, so they compete against themselves.
So I look at the JV roster too, and it's the class. You got 40 kilograms, which is what, about 100 pounds, a little over 100, something like that?
40, a little closer to 90, just a little bit less.
Okay, so even smaller there. So then you go to your platform two, then all of a sudden it jumps to 59, goes all the way to 76, and then there's some other categories here that look like, okay, now we start getting into platform two. And now you start seeing, this must be men's then. This must be the men's JV. Then they start getting up to 102, which is 220 plus, or 210 or 220 or something like that. What's the lowest weight class that you can get in on?
Right now, I think for girls, it would probably be 40. Usually, we don't see too many 40-kilogram lifters. They're usually the, you know, like the fifth graders or sixth graders or pretty small gals that are starting. And on the men's side, I think it's around 45. That's usually the lowest we'll see. There is going to be a weight class change this year, which is going to be a little different. The IWF, International Weightlifting Federation, they changed the weight classes at the international level. So the USA weightlifting and Minnesota weightlifting this next season is going to change to reflect those new weight classes.
So when we talk about the Olympic weightlifting and things like that, so during the year, I mean, is it a full winter type of activity? Is there full competition, stuff like that? Do you compete once a week, once every couple of weeks? And then when do you start that program?
We usually start just after Halloween, so early November. We try to space the competitions out about every 4 weeks to give your body, a good time to go through a strength phase, some power phases, and then kind of recovery before you compete. So we have about 4 weeks before that first competition, just really drilling technique. Early December is usually that first meet. Early January is the second. Early February is the third. If you need to, there's that one kind of end of February to qualify for state, and then state is about 4 weeks after that February meet. So it's pretty consistent.
So what do you do between then? Just lift?
Yeah.
That's it?
Just get stronger.
Better. So you're like going, okay, I've qualified. I made the qualifying weight, and now I've got 4 weeks to just add to it, basically.
Exactly.
How do you know? I mean, how do you know what you're going to be up against in reality? You know what I mean? You got 4 weeks in between there. I mean, I'm assuming that you guys get results, or you get, so-and-so from, Moorhead is going to be participating, and they had a clean and jerk of, 100 kilograms. So you're about 95 right now. If you want to catch this guy, you're going to have to work out. I mean, do you have those stats in front of you to work up towards?
Part of that is the challenge. So every meet that's hosted, usually the results as a head coach are shared to a little shared folder that we all have. We didn't have that previously, so we were just going off of what the rankings were. So total amount lifted, that was kind of how we had to guesstimate. But sometimes somebody will qualify in the December meet, and they won't compete again until state.
Mm.
They might add 30 kilos to their total in that
right.
time. So it's sometimes there's a lot of strategy going on. It's a little tough sometimes. You got to do the best you can. Like if we think about Caleb Graw, to your Moorhead example, that's the exact boat he was in. Micah Laska, one of the lifters from Moorhead, him and Caleb were going head-to-head. But I didn't know what Micah was going to start at. So when we were determining Caleb's opening weight, that was a little bit of a challenge because we had to set it high enough where he would be able to compete with Micah, but also ensure that he could hit it. So it was a little bit of strategy there, and Caleb came out on top in that one.
He won.
That was a great battle.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. But you get three lifts. That's it.
Three lifts. That's it.
So, and like you said, the judge makes that determination whether you stick it or not, and they'll... So, I mean, you have to be locked elbows, locked knees?
Knees, is pretty flexed. You don't have to lock your knees. Feet do have to be parallel. You can't touch the bar with your foot or anything. The elbows is usually the biggest one. That's where we see, especially on that second movement, the clean and jerk, elbows starting to rebound or just not getting to a full locked position.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who can't lock your elbows, you can signal to the judge that you can't lock them, so they'll be a little bit more... lenient on what that final extension position looks like, which for some athletes is huge.
Right.
Some kids just can't lock their arms, and that's
really
just how it is.
That's crazy. Well, I can't lift any weight, so there we go. But I can lock my arms. We got that going for me, which is nice. So what's up next for then? Okay, so state meet's over for the most part, but you said there is some competition still going on, and there's some stuff coming up. What's going on?
Yeah, usually there's a handful of meets. These are kind of open to everybody, youth athletes through senior athletes. There's a few hosted in April. Those are generally to qualify people for the national meet. And the national competition in Colorado Springs this year is end of June. And, talking to some of our athletes, we might be sending a few this year because they qualify, they have interest. And some of them actually might do pretty well. They're ranked pretty highly in the nation. So we'll see.
Oh, wow. Well, so where's the Nationals at?
That's in Colorado Springs.
Okay,
this year.
So but these guys are going, or who do you got going?
So far I've talked to Stephen Feig, Mason Munch, and then one of our JV lifters, Owen Hirschberger. He didn't qualify for state, but as an eighth grader, the divisions at the national level are a little different. They break it down a lot more by age. So he's under the age of 13.
Okay.
In his age category, he's sitting, probably about top 10. Or maybe top 15.
But he's only in eighth grade.
Yeah. So coming to the state, meet some of those athletes are pushing the very, very envelope of varsity age-wise, so they're able to put up a lot higher total, which is why sometimes the younger JV kids won't qualify for state, but they might be able to do really, really well at nationals with their more appropriate age division.
So do the qualifying weights, does that change year in and year out, or is it fixed?
They usually stay pretty similar. They might go up, they might go down a little bit. We as a head coaching staff usually meet to reflect on those. Are these totals accurate? Are these totals similar to what we might see at the national level? Or are they outrageous? Did, you know, we accidentally goof up? This was too high, unattainable. Or did we goof up the other way? Was it too low when we had, you know, 9 kids qualify in a weight class? Or were those 9 kids just super studs? And it was one of those years, because that does happen. You just have some really strong kids. Sometimes that happens.
Right.
And I think we'll be meeting kind of in the next month in April to start looking ahead to next year.
Nice. Very good. Well, 55 participants, that's good. So how many totals competed in the state then?
15. And of those 15, okay. Yeah, we had almost all of them medal, so that was really impressive.
Awesome. Yeah, it looks like, so if you medal, is it 1, 2, and 3?
1, 2, and 3, but you can score points for the team up to 5th place.
Got it. Yeah, I can see there's some 5th place. Ashley Maurer, I believe, took 5th place there at the 55 class. And but still, participated well. And yeah, that's some weights that I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if I could lift them anymore. But, you know, the older you get, the better you were, as I always say, Noah. So I'm pretty doggone good back in the day. But I appreciate you coming in today. Thanks for coming. Good luck to you and the program. I hope you guys continue to grow this program. It sounds like it could be a little bit of fun and some camaraderie, as you talk about. And congratulations on an outstanding season.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. So Noah Bachmeyer is the head coach of the Northfield Raiders Olympic weightlifting team. We're going to take a break. I think I saw Ella Pegel sneak in. And this is crazy because she's a world champion, state champion wrestler, and she was nice and quiet and snuck in behind us, I think. So we'll have to check and see if LL will be up next here on the Raider Wrap. You're listening to AM 1080 and 95.1 The One, KYMN. We'll be back. Sit tight.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you with the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Cravey, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Mallory Peterson, go Raiders!
South Soda, Benjamin Franklin, 1 hour, and Mr. Sparky, how can we come through for you today?
Yeah, my water heater's broken. It flooded out my basement. Can you fix it?
Absolutely, positively. If you're south of the cities, skip the gritties, hold the running, and call South Soda Plumbing. We'll get your hot water back online, lickety-split.
How quick is lickety-split, exactly?
How's today sound?
Holy buckets, that sounds great, but what if I want to go tankless?
That's a can-do on the upgrade. When we say absolutely positively, we mean it.
At South Soda Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, we can replace your water heater same day. Call in the morning and you'll have hot water by evening. We can even upgrade you to tankless and install a water filtration system if you want. You'll get endless hot water and twice the life out of your system. Plus, we've got easy payment plans even Susie Satchquatch can afford.
The absolutely positively people at southsoda.com.
Finding the right home can feel like solving a puzzle. That's what Dean discovered when searching for a house that fit his vision and budget. He found a fixer-upper in the perfect location, but it needed work. That's when his lender from Merchants Bank stepped in. Equipped with a tool belt of loan programs, they worked to put all the pieces in place, helping Dean to turn that house into his dream home. Whatever your puzzle, Merchants Bank has the right fit for you. Merchants Bank, building dreams together since 1875. Equal housing lender, subject to approval.
You know that feeling when you're a part of something big? Something that makes you rise to your feet.
Buxton, Lopez.
He struck him out.
Carlos Correa.
There's nothing like Twins baseball. The vibe brings us together no matter what. It's time to show up and rise to the occasion. When we're together, the Twins rise as one. Rise with us, opening day, April 3rd.
First 10,000 fans get an opening day beanie courtesy of your local Northland Ford dealers.
95.1 FM, 1080 AM.
You're listening to KYMN. Oh, Lord, it's been so many years.
Northfield, Minnesota.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Raider Wrap. Just wrapping here with state champion Ella Pagel, who is in the studio this morning. She's sitting on the truck the whole time. Here I was all worried if she was going to show up or not, and here she was here the whole time. But we want to thank her for joining us this morning. Thanks, Noah, for coming in with the Olympic weightlifting team. And so Ella is joining me. Do you ever work with Noah, some of the weightlifting stuff? Do you ever do any of that?
No, but I see him in the weight room all the time with his group of kids and when I'm in there. So I know him. I know of him.
You know of him a little bit anyhow? You know what's going on, so that's all good. So just before I jump in with Ella here, I want to remind everyone that KYMN is doing a tower fundraiser today at the Grand Event Center. Yes, if you stop in between 9 and 1 o'clock today, anything that's sold, if you eat anything, if you have a something to drink or anything like that at the Grand Event Center, there's going to be some live music starting at 11 o'clock. From 11 to 1, they're going to have some live music over there at the Grand Event Center. And part of the proceeds, $5 per plate, 50-50 on the drinks. Anything that you consume and or participate with here between 9 and 1 today goes to help save the tower, the KYMN radio tower, which a couple of the cables broke, and so they have to replace all of them. And it turns out that after 60 years, you've got to replace all of them. So that is something to help raise some money this morning to help us get our tower back on its feet, so to speak. Hey, that might be something. Maybe you should go out there and help with that. I know you want to be an electrician.
Yeah, I might have to get my hands dirty with that.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to get a hold of this, see who's helping doing that, and we'll get you out there. But let's start with the reality. Congratulations again, state champion wrestling. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So that was, you were wrestling heavyweight. Is that right?
Not quite.
That wasn't?
I was like one weight before heavyweight. Yeah.
Okay.
Two weights.
But it was 180 plus, right?
190. And plus. Then after 190, then it goes to heavyweight, yeah.
Okay, so 190 to what, 200?
No, it's 190 down, so the lower weight class is 170.
But the heavyweight is what, 200?
Oh, yeah. No, I think the max is like 280 or something.
Oh, wow.
So they can get pretty big.
Yeah.
That's why I was staying at 190. I didn't want to go to that next
one.
Yeah.
Not to judge, but you don't look like you weigh 190 pounds.
No. I walked around at about 180. I just didn't want to cut. It's kind of a tricky weight class the higher you get, because it gets to like 20-pound gaps.
Okay.
And where I was sitting at, I would either have to cut 10 pounds or give up 10 pounds. So I was just like, I'll feel good. I'll eat whatever I want.
I'm just going to keep eating, baby.
Yeah,
and you'll still be under 190, so you're all good.
Yep. I was perfect with that.
So you, instead of chewing gum and spitting all night long, you just carved up, had a good time.
I was happy. I was living. Yeah.
So you took a break, so to speak.
Yep.
You took a year. You took a year off.
A year off, yes.
And when I say you took a break, it's unfortunate you had some injuries and different things like that. So, but you won as a sophomore. You won state title, right?
Yes.
So you won, but that was at what class was that? That was a little lighter.
170, I believe.
Oh,
I don't know. They switched the weights, and I can't remember if that was the year. I think it was the year before, so I think it would have been 165.
Okay.
And the year after I wrestled, then they switched all the weights to 170 and 190 and stuff. So I think I won it at 165, and same with freshman year at that same weight.
So last year, did you get injured from wrestling? Were you injured from the year before, or how did that work?
Yeah, I got hurt in like June of 2023. So it would have been coming off of my sophomore season. I was training for freestyle, and I had a shoulder injury, and then I wrestled through all that summer with the injury, just kind of trying to get through, kind of like I did this year. And then in late September is when I had my surgery. And then I didn't get cleared until about...
What was that? Was it rotator? What was that?
Labrum.
Labrum, okay.
Yeah, it was all shredded apart, and then I had some repair on my...
Do you remember when that happened?
The injury?
Yeah.
Yep. I remember exactly how it happened.
Were you wrestling, or were you were you driving a tractor or doing something goofy?
No, it was unfortunately in a wrestling practice.
Okay, in a practice, okay.
Yep, I got put in an awkward position, and my partner kind of ran my shoulder in the wrong way over my head, and then it unfortunately dislocated out like the back of my shoulder blade, which you don't see very often. Oh. So then it just kind of took everything with it on the front side and punched its way through on the back side. So, which at the time we didn't really realize, we had x-rays and MRIs and we didn't see anything. So that's why I kept wrestling through the summer. And then once I got to that, my Fargo competition in July, it was like, okay, something's certainly wrong in here. And I tried to play football then, and we had, I think I was 2 weeks in, and I took one bad blow to it, and I was like,
I'm done.
This is not worth it.
It's not fun anymore.
No.
So then, this isn't fun. No. I hurt.
Right. And then
pain sucks.
Even with then I had an MRI with contrast, and they still they just saw tear, and they're like, we don't think this is anything big, but we'll go through with it. And sure enough, they got in there, and I have only a quarter of my labrum left because I waited so long. So all the pieces that tore off, my body just absorbed. So he pretty much had to take that and stretch it out across that bone. And then I had quite a few dents in my bone from that just swirling around in the socket, and I had anything to protect it. So, and then my bicep was all shredded to pieces, so he had to do some work on that too. So it was a lot more than what they saw on the MRIs.
So that was basically over a year ago. So then you stepped out of football.
Yep. And then I got cleared. It was funny, I got cleared like a week before sections, and my dad and I were kind of joking like, oh, do we want to sign up for sections and just go out there last year? But I didn't. So
no. How about this year? You didn't try football? That would have been, well, what about this fall, this last fall?
Yeah,
you were still done, or you just...
I didn't do any summer wrestling. I still wasn't... I was kind of sold on the fact that I might be done wrestling. That might have been my career ender of... I don't know if I was going to step back on the mat. So I didn't do football. I didn't want to risk anything. And then it came to... I think it was the day that registration closed, and I still hadn't made up my mind if I was going to wrestle or not. And, kind of sat down and had that conversation with my parents of the pros and cons, and the pros list seemed to be longer than the cons list. So, and I was like, oh, might as well, one last year.
So mom and dad are like going, well, we could use her out here on the farm.
Right. No, it was more
instead of out there wrestling all the doggone time.
Right. No, they were really persuasive on, they don't want me to have any regrets. And
sure.
I'm very glad that they pushed me to do that, because I think if I went to wrestle, I would have had many, many regrets of not stepping on the mat again.
Yeah, no, I grew up in a good old-fashioned Irish family where they wanted me to regret everything. So that was good. So I understand it was a little different this year, because so normally in the past, many years in the past, you and Callie Graber would always wrestle against the guys and stuff like that. But this year you chose to do things differently. Explain how you went about your practicing.
So this year, I guess once I decided that I was going to wrestle, I painted this picture, and I pretty much told the coaches, my parents, everybody that was wondering why I came back. I was just like, I want to enjoy the sport one last time. I feel like all the cutting weight, all the hard practices, there were some years where I didn't stop practicing. I just wrestled year round and did multiple sports on top of that. And I was just like, if I have this opportunity and they gave me the clear to wrestle at least one more time, I want to enjoy it. So, and the last time I'd been on the mat was, I was hurting. So I wanted to, feel good. And wrestling guys, the last guy I wrestled, that's when I got hurt. So I didn't want to wrestle with the high school guys. And
Well, luckily. And you're at a weight class.
Oh, yeah. It's not guys. It's men.
Yeah, because you're now, you're 180 pounds.
Yeah.
And so even in my day, I mean, if you're 180 pounds, you're a big boy.
Yeah.
The way it was. And, I mean, you're big. And you were probably a big farm kid and stuff like that. That's because a lot of your, even some of the guys that I remember are football players. They're, they might have been 6'4", but they might have been a buck 75.
Right.
And they're, sculpted athletes, you know. But, I mean, you start getting up to 180, 190, 200 pounds. These are big, big fellas.
I know. And if they have any intentions of being good at wrestling, they might be cutting 10, 15 pounds too. So they might walk around at just shy of 200 pounds. So I was like, I'm not going to do that to myself. Yeah. And we were very fortunate as an Orfield team to get a couple college athletes in this year. But my sophomore year, we had our first one from Carlton, who was Jacob Ventura. We call him Ace, Coach Ace. And he stepped in, and I think it was his first practice of sophomore year. He didn't come right away. So I was already wrestling some guys, but he started being my practice partner in sophomore year. And then this year I pretty much went up to him before the season started and was just like, I'm going to come back and wrestle, but I'm probably going to need a big favor from you and to be my practice partner. And he was more than welcome to do that for me, which I'm very glad I have someone like that in this community that will do that for me.
So, did he wrestle hard against you, and then he realizes that, if you tap, what would you do? Like, you tap out or something like that if it was bothering you or something like that?
Yeah, I'd pretty much tell him that, what hurt and whatnot. And it did take the first couple weeks of even me figuring out, okay, what can I do? Kind of building that trust back up but with my body of like, okay, this hurts, this doesn't feel good. And there was a lot of road bumps and side things in the beginning of the season, but he was really good of like, oh, if this hurts, then we're going to take a break until it feels good, and then we're going to come back, and we're not going to go back to that position, because clearly there's a problem there.
Sure.
And I mean, we had a couple more of those moments over the season, which just comes with different positions you might end up in wrestling, because there's a million of them,
right.
But I was very glad that
I was going to say, I don't know,
do that for me.
I guess if I was your competitor, and if I got a scouting report, like, okay, she can't go to her left and, this way. Let's see if we can throw a move on her and drive her into the ground that way. I mean, did you have to, when you were competing, was that ever like a concern?
I was definitely a lot more self-aware of where I was putting my arms and stuff of like, or if I ended up on bottom somehow, like, okay, I can't let my arms get behind me because otherwise I'm in trouble. And in practice we worked on that, and it wasn't the nicest or the most comfortable at times, but I had to, just in case, you end up in those positions in a match of, all right, you got to get your body back in front of you. Cause once especially my shoulder, once that arm gets behind me, I pretty much chop liver. I can't move it. I can't do anything. And they start grabbing it or putting it where they want it. I'm
done.
Gonna go. Cause
you're done. Yeah.
Cause
it hurts.
Good.
Cause it hurts.
Yeah.
Was it painful, or was it just weakness? Was it like it just like there was nothing you could do, or was there pain involved?
It was mostly like weakness once it got behind me, but there was some, if I'm in front of me or if they're tweaking it out to the side, then it was painful. And I figured that out, I think after my first couple matches, like actual matches, and so I started wearing my Sully brace again, which really helped because then I could pretty much hold it in the spot that I wanted it.
Sully
brace.
Must be named after a person named Sully.
No, it's just like the brand. It just says Sully.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like somebody you knew, like the Sully brace.
The doctor walked in the one day and was like, "Here's a Sully brace," and I was like,
Sully was that pilot that landed in the middle of the Hudson River. So we. Two-time champion Ella Pagel is in the studio for us this morning, and she's nice enough to grace us this morning with her presence. Did I take you out of work this morning?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, here's $10.
nah.
So you got through. Not only did you get through, you won. You got to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it's a pretty good feeling, especially with
to come back
yeah.
like that. and then to go to the state again, and then to conquer and win. So did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy
the
sport?
My big picture of the season was like, I want to get back to the X. I want to get back to that environment. And it's all I ever could have remembered and more. So it was great to be back.
Nice. How'd your studies do during that time? The studies are good?
Mm, yep.
Still a straight A student?
Yep.
Are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Smart and tough. Watch out, boys. You are, though, looking to do, it looks like you're advancing on, you're talking about maybe going to a trade school. Congratulations. I love that idea.
Thank you.
You don't need to go to a four-year school as college and get $250,000 in debt.
Right. I'm not going to step out of my first year and be in debt. That's my biggest thing. And
right.
I mean, I don't mind school. I like school, but four more years of it, I don't know if I want to do
that. And you probably would not be wrestling. There's women's wrestling programs.
There's some four-year schools, but they, like practice partner-wise, coaching staff-wise, like the tournaments they go to, I probably wouldn't pursue wrestling if I went to a four-year
school. When you were a sophomore, was the phone coming off the hook?
Oh, yeah.
And like, then, you're coming to this college. I want you to come to Cornell. I want you to come to wherever. I mean,
yeah,
it's like,
and I never, looking back, I never took a single one of those visits. And then, yeah.
Then you get hurt.
Had that surgery, and it was ghost town.
Boom.
Yep.
Nobody's calling no more.
Nope.
Man.
So then I pretty much took it upon myself to reach out to these tech schools that had the programs that I wanted. And there's a couple of them that I might go look at. Obviously, it depends on how my results come.
Sure.
How my shoulder's doing now. But
so there is auto mechanics, collision repair, plumbing, HVAC, electrical.
Mm-hmm.
And you chose electrical.
Yep.
Why?
It's funny you say that because my parents are still giving me crap for it. I've never like had the true experience of pulling wires or running lights or anything, but just like the concept of working with my hands, always busy, someone's always going to need you, you know, you're not sitting doing a whole bunch of book work, you're not on a computer, you're out doing stuff, you're helping people, I've done some like auto like mechanicking stuff with wiring and stuff, which obviously is not the same,
right.
But it's, I don't know, the concept.
Do you like spaghetti?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you eat spaghetti a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that explains it. See, you must like all
the
integral wire,
stuff.
The
yeah.
stringy stuff. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I thought that was it because you do. I know you kind of do some work out in the farm and stuff like that. So mm-hmm. mechanics would have been probably an option.
And like, well, the other thing is my older brother is a diesel mechanic. So we're kind of going through. My uncle's an electrician and kind of just going through, all right, what is the family, you know, how can I give back to the family or help out the family? And he's got the mechanics covered, so
sure.
He's kind of the family mechanic, and I'm like,
so the family's already looking into the future.
Yeah.
All right, when Ella becomes a certified journey person, okay, we're putting an addition out here. Could you get us up to code?
Exactly.
For nothing?
Yep, exactly.
That's exactly what it's going to be.
Yep.
Very nice. So are you going to work this afternoon?
Yep.
You are? So you're out selling, you're doing fishery stuff, stuff.
Yep.
Selling bait, tackle, all that fun stuff?
Yep.
Where's that at?
In Denison.
Okay. I'll give you a free plug. Who's it? Who are you working for?
Cannon Tackle.
Cannon Tackle. All right. If you want to come see a two-time state wrestling champion, you just got to stop out there to Cannon Tackle. Say hi to Ellis. Maybe she'll sign. You'll sign some autographs, won't you?
Sure.
Sure. Just get yourself a couple of Rapalas, and she'll get herself a Sharpie, and she'll put it right on the side of that bad boy. Huh?
There you go,
yeah. Yeah, put it on the end of the fishing rod or something like that. You know, Ella Bagel, that'd be good.
I hope it's a lucky rod then or whatever. If they're
right?
not catching any fish, then they're going to come back and complain to me.
Well, yeah, but sell them a new one.
Yeah, right?
Boom, done. More for you.
Yeah.
So how are you going to continue to work at the... there, or I know you were talking about looking for either an internship or a apprenticeship.
Yep, I think so. The apprenticeships, you know, they're a little tricky when you're in school, but I'm reaching out to some people right now and still looking. I think I'm going to work at the tackle place through until I graduate, just because it is pretty flexible with my school schedule. And then once I'm done with school, I'm kind of full board for working this summer, and I want to pursue school this fall at a tech school of some sort.
Have you approached those tech schools yet?
I'm going to take some visits over spring break.
Okay.
So I'm going to visit pretty much, or like 90% of the ones that I've been looking into. So,
are they local, or are they out of state, or where are they?
No, they're in state. They're just kind of scattered, and there's like three up north and two out west. I don't really like being in the city or anything, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, Dunwoody kind of got crossed off my list right away. Even though it's a really good school, I can't do the cities. So.
Didn't want to be in the, huh?
No,
so, you're a little, you're a country girl.
Yeah,
yeah,
a big city
you
person.
Like that, huh?
Yep.
You're not a big fan of the city, huh?
Nope.
No? Anything nope. Just too fast, too furious?
Too many people.
Too many people. Okay, you like to kind of keep to yourself.
Yeah.
That's why you wrestle. You go mano a mano.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
So any school in particular that is like really getting an interest for you?
You know, not
any of them coming to you? Are they talking to you? Are they like, once you made that initial phone call, they're like, look, you should come to our, no, I want you here.
There's like, for wrestling wise, there's Indian Hills in Iowa and, gosh, I can't think of some of the other. There's two other schools that I do need to go visit, but one of them doesn't offer my program on their campus, and it'd be like a 45-minute drive every day to get the electrical program. And then, I don't know, the tech schools in Iowa are tricky because they can offer me like a scholarship, but it's not like in-state tuition, so it's just a little chunk of money. But then when they do take that off, it ends up being like the same amount that I could pay to go to school in-state here. So I'm kind of at this weird spot of I just need to go look at these schools,
right,
and figure out, and then obviously if I'm gonna wrestle or not too,
right?
If I'm gonna wrestle, then I'm gonna have to go down to Iowa because there's really no schools in Minnesota
that offer the electrical program
right,
and a wrestling program.
Yeah.
No,
so,
junior varsities, none of that stuff.
I just need to figure out whether I'm gonna wrestle or not, and then
right,
narrow it down from there.
So what's that look like in your mind? What's going to be the deciding factor for you?
My MRIs. I had two MRIs yesterday, one on my shoulder and one on my elbow. And
okay,
they say I need any additional repair or fixes, I'm probably just going to call it quits. And
no.
You're
going to get them fixed, though, still, or no? Are you just
we'll
gonna
see. Depends on how bad they are.
Sure.
If they're pretty bad, probably. But I wouldn't come back and wrestle. If they say, yeah, you're good, you're not really going to hurt anything else or do anything else, then I'll probably try to get some PT in and
sure,
get myself feeling good again, and then I probably will try to wrestle again. But
any of those phone calls come in after the state title, after you won it again, did anyone call and say, hey, looks like you're back? No,
there was a couple congrats, but
that was it, huh?
Yeah, I was like, I get it, you're the big recruiting year is junior year, and you want to fill those scholarships in those spots, so
sure,
they might already have those roster spots filled. So
right, well, you went, you're a champion.
Yeah,
you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
two-time champion and a comeback champion, so
yep,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, if you're looking for an electrician, Scotty, I'm talking to you, bro, and you know who you is. So if you're looking for an electrician, for an internship, apprenticeship, you've got flexible hours, you're willing to train somebody, Ella Pagel is your girl. Look, the girl came from almost a career-ending injury, comes back, and wins a state title. This girl got some grit. Huh?
I guess so, yeah.
I think you got it in you, and you got a good head on your shoulders for thinking ahead the way you are, and that's awesome. So,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad you were able to get into the studio today. We're going to try to get Callie in. I was hoping to have both of you in, and maybe you guys could wrestle off against each other,
yeah,
even though the weight class would be a little different. But,
right,
it, you know, it would have been fun for me. But needless to say, congratulations to you. Good luck to your future.
Thank you.
If you end up wrestling, let me know.
Okay.
If you end up going somewhere or doing anything, you're not going to do any national stuff this summer, are you? None of that.
My body's not in shape for that. No.
Yeah. No.
No.
I mean, you just got done wrestling like a week ago.
Not like health-wise. I don't want any other injuries happening.
Okay. You just
playing it safe.
Yeah. Fishing tackle.
Yeah.
Way better.
Yeah. Not as big of a risk of being hurt. No.
Awesome. Ella, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Ella Pegel, two-time state champion for the Northfield Raiders and future electrician. Scotty, call me. And we'll have more coming up. We're going to have lacrosse. We're going to talk a little lacrosse with Beat the Raider on AM 1080 and 95.1 The One. And don't forget our KYMN fundraiser going on until 1 o'clock at the Grand Event Center. Come on out, have something to eat, have something to drink, hang out. Music starts about 11 o'clock. And proceeds, some of the proceeds, they are donating the money back to help save the KYMN Tower. If you got any more questions, go over to the Grand Event Center and find out all about it. You're listening to 95.1 The One KYMN.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Builders. I want to take a moment today to reintroduce you to our Bluff View neighborhood. We are excited to let you know that in 2025, we are in full swing. We've completed the first 10 homes, and it's turning into a great neighborhood within our community. We presently have 4 homes for sale that are in various stages of completion, including our model home that is available Friday through Sunday each week. The best home sites always sell first, so come today. Hit our website today, jrbr.builders, Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom homes meet your budget and your
every day, each and every one of us at Benjamin Bus feels privileged to safely transport Northfield students to and from school and many after-school activities. We thank you for trusting Benjamin Bus with your most precious cargo, your children. At Benjamin Bus, safety is always our number one priority. Our team of drivers has over 400 years of combined experience, and they pride themselves on their record of keeping the children of this community safe. We at Benjamin Bus are proud of the accomplishments of the Northfield Raiders and wish all of the Raider student athletes a safe and successful season.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Your business is a vital piece of the Northfield area economy, and the economic health of the business community is vital to your business. Stay connected by becoming a member of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. They can help you forge relationships and partnerships that can take your business to the next level. Networking events are great opportunities to get your business in front of new people and make strong connections with other Northfield business owners. The Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce knows how important your business is to our economy, and they want to help you stay connected. Go to northfieldchamber.com, sign up, and take your business to the next level.
Thinking about a new look or just want to freshen up your current style? Visit Family Hair in downtown Northfield, a locally owned and operated salon just across the parking lot from Just Food Co-op on Water Street. Christy and her professional team of stylists will leave you feeling great and looking terrific. Family Hair offers a variety of services: haircuts, colors, waxing, beard trimming, perms, and kids' cuts. Their rates can't be beat, so make an appointment at familyhairnorthfield.com or walk in to see the friendly and experienced staff at Family Hair, where they know when you look good, you feel good.
For nearly 60 years, KYMN Radio has been working to connect businesses with the local community. We are proud to be Northfield's hometown radio station, bringing you local and national news, sports, weather, and interviews. All of this programming is brought to you with the support of our KYMN sponsors. We are grateful to the hundreds of businesses who have trusted us to tell their story. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor, KYMN's advertising team would love to work with you. Whether you want to sponsor our broadcast of Northfield Raider sports, advertise to the community listening on the radio, or connect with those streaming on kymnradio.net, we can help find the option that is best fit for you. Reach out to the KYMN sales team at 507-645-5695 and talk with Lindsay and Karsten about becoming a sponsor working to support your local independent radio station.
Welcome back to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. It is straight up 11 o'clock. Special thanks to two-time state wrestling champion Ella Pegel joining us in the studio this morning. Noah Bachmeyer, head coach of the Olympic weightlifting team, who competed in state over in Cannon Falls just a week or so ago. 15 people competed in the state title here this afternoon, in this, at least this year. So congratulations to them as well. If you want to listen back and find out what's happening and going on with regard to the Olympic weightlifting program and you want to listen back to hear what Ella has to say, you can certainly go to kymnradio.net. Click on programs, click on today's date, and you will find in our archives the podcast for this morning's program. And my phone seems to be blowing up. I'm sure everyone is telling me about what's happening over at the Grand Event Center. But first, a quick look at our forecast. And we're done. Okay, chance of 40% chance of rain and breezy this afternoon. Winds are going to pick up 20, 30 miles an hour. But a chance of rain maybe this afternoon into this evening, cooling off to about 37. Tomorrow looks like an 80% chance of rain, warming up to about 46. And then cooling off to around that mid-30s or so. But sunshine is back on Monday. Looking for some sunshine and a high near 47. Welcome to spring, everybody. It is the 22nd day of March, and we are off and running. We got plenty of sunshine this morning. It's absolutely gorgeous here this morning, and we're up to a big whopping 25. But that sunshine feels so good. So welcome to spring, everybody. Let's check in with this week's meet. Oh, did I forget? Oh, I forgot almost. Yes, KYMN. Grand Event Center going on until 1 o'clock today. Going over there. Have some breakfast. Have some brunch. Have something to drink. Hang out. There's some music starting at 11 o'clock. They're over there. Who knows? I don't know. Maybe they're over there dancing, rocking, and rolling. I'm not sure. I'm not even exactly sure exactly who's over there. But we do know there is some entertainment going on at the Event Center. It's free to get in. You can go there. You can eat something. You can have something to drink, whether it's a cup of coffee, glass of milk, or maybe you want a Bloody Mary or two or six. And then you can, those proceeds that they raise over there are going to help fund the KYMN Tower. And there is a GoFundMe page for those of you that are maybe can't get over to the Grand today. I just want to remind you, through the end of the month, there is a GoFundMe page. All you got to do is go to GoFundMe/KYMN. Save the Tower is what it's called. So go over there and help contribute to local independent radio. We are independently owned and operated and programmed, which means there's, you know, there's none of the Sirius radio. There's none of the iHearts. There's none of that. It's not like a mass group that owns this radio station. It's owned by Rich Larson, who used to be Jeff Johnson, who owned it for how many years? I can't remember. But Jeff's been around for many, many, many years in the broadcast industry and chose to retire. And now Rich Larson has taken over. So it's an independently owned radio station. There's no, you know, big corporate sponsor that's helping put on the programming here locally in the Northfield Cannon Valley area. So just keep that in mind. You know what I mean? So it's not some huge conglomerate. It's not some commercialized radio station. It's independently owned and operated, and we do the best we can with what we have. But unfortunately, our tower took a beating over 60 years. We need some help. Yeah, we're not really proud to be begging, but you know what? We need help. So head on over to the Grand this morning, if you can, help contribute that way. You're going to get something back because the food is awesome over there. So head on over there, get something to eat. Part of those proceeds go help the KYMN Tower. And like I said, if you can't make it over there today, please go to the GoFundMe page. If you can't contribute necessarily, or maybe you've already contributed, that's cool. Share it. Share it with your friends and family and help KYMN stay on the air, because we bring you great programming like this week's Meet the Raider. Let's check it out.
Hello, Raider Nation. Welcome back to Meet the Raider. I'm your host, Grant Selko, and today in the studio we have boys lacrosse captains George Peterson and Garrett Hernke. Thanks for coming in, guys. To start us off, how confident do you guys feel in the season before it begins?
I feel pretty good. We have a lot of young guys that are going to step up and play with us. A lot of chemistry going right now, so I feel really good.
Yeah, I also feel confident. I feel like the boys are ready to play and get after it this year.
What do you guys believe the biggest strength of the team is this year?
I think just the chemistry on the offensive end. I think that we have a lot of guys that have been playing with each other for a long time. Like the freshmen have been playing with each other for a long time, and then the juniors and the seniors. So I think we'll be able to move the ball and score a lot. So
I would say our physicality. The way we battle for every ground ball, just the mindset of we're going to beat you guys physically.
And what is one thing that you guys are going to be looking to improve this season?
I just want to, like, the young guys to understand lacrosse and what they're doing and why they're doing it.
Okay. Yeah, one thing we can improve on is just our stick skills. Make sure we hit in the wall every day after practice. You know, yeah. Getting bigger, getting better always.
So, more personal question. How long have you guys been playing lacrosse, and what was the motivation to have you start playing lacrosse?
I started in second grade, so my motivation, I just thought baseball was really boring, and my cousin played lacrosse, so that's where it all came from.
I started in third grade, and my motivation was t-ball was really boring, and I couldn't go back to that, and my sister just joined, so it was a easy switch for me.
And respectively, what positions do you guys play, and what do you enjoy the most about those positions?
I play attack, and then I like seeing the ball go in the net, feeding people, scoring.
I play defense. I like just whacking people in the arms. It's a lot of fun.
And what is one thing you guys might dislike about the position you play?
Getting whacked. Hurts so bad.
My least favorite part about playing defense is that I can't help out the offense score.
So, on game day, how do you guys mentally prepare and also physically prepare for that?
I try to get there, watch the JV game, and then I kind of just put my headphones on and go play wall ball for a while, listen to my music, get dialed in for the game. Physically, I just try to drink a lot of water. Not be sore, stretch out a lot. That's all I kind of do.
Games? Is that what it was?
Yeah, like how do you mentally and physically prepare for a game?
Yeah, I kind of just get in the right mindset, sitting in the locker room, just thinking about what I need to do, how to do it. And then physically, I get Quick Trip chicken and a donut, and it always gets me right.
So what music do you guys like to listen to pregame?
Leading up to it, like all the way until I'm with the team, like EDM stuff, beat drop music. And then when I'm with the team, rock and roll or rap.
I don't really listen to music before games. So,
what is your most memorable cross moment in your career?
Maybe last summer in Maryland when our face-off guy scored a Braveheart goal. Or last season when we beat beat Lakeville South on a last-second goal. One of those two, definitely.
My most memorable lacrosse moment is when I started a section semifinal game as an eighth grader, and we ended up beating Lakeville North for the first time.
What is one thing that you guys believe you improved on since playing lacrosse, like the most?
Obviously the fundamentals, but that just comes as you play. But I think like my vision and what I know what to do with the ball, I feel like on the offense, and then I feel like my offhand's gotten a lot better the past couple of years. So
I would say my footwork. It used to be just a lot of chasing guys, hitting them, and now it's more of letting them come to me so I can hit them then.
Moving on to more of a team questions. How would you guys describe the dynamic of the team and like the overall atmosphere?
A lot of goons. a lot of guys that like to mess around, but they also get locked in when we need them to. So
we might not be the most locked in at practice, but come game day, we're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Being in the captain role, what ways on the field have you used your leadership role to help make the team better?
Kind of sound like a broken record, but just helping the young guys, showing them what they need to do and how to get better doing it.
I would say communication out on the field. Yeah. When a guy messes up and misses their assignment, I pull them off to the side and tell them what they need to do better.
Other than helping out teammates, what do you believe is the most important role that you have for being a captain?
Being a role model for the team. So, like, people seeing me do something and then they do it and then stuff like that, so.
I'd say creating strong connections with every one of our players, building good relationships with them.
How do you guys get everyone ready for game day when others may be less committed?
I kind of just, at practice, show them why we play and teach them to love the game.
I would say leading by example, showing the other guys that, hey, we're all locked in. We all need to get locked in.
And what is one piece of advice that you received from a coach that, still resonates with you today?
Shoot or shoot. Coach Logan Bork, 14U.
Surgeon, not lumberjack. He talks about how my defensive checks needs to be precise and not just a big, hard windup.
You need to work on that.
Has there been any lacrosse moments in your life that have taught you anything about stuff outside of lacrosse?
Yeah, definitely. I think just from, like, big games, playing in the moment, teach me to stay calm in moments where I got stress in my life.
I need to face adversity when it approaches. There have been times in lacrosse games where, you know, we've been through a tough run and just need to keep working hard and we'll get through it eventually.
What do you believe is the most difficult part of playing really competitive lacrosse?
I think definitely having everyone's fundamentals, like, dialed in. Because I feel like in Minnesota, there's, like, the top kids on each team that are dialed, but then besides that, like, people struggle. I think if you can have everybody do good and be dialed with their stick skills, it ups your game and ups the team's chances of winning.
I would say the speed of which the game goes, the teams that can pass and catch the fastest, that can run their offense the fastest, are usually going to win.
What role do you believe communication plays on the field?
I think it's everything. If you can't communicate with your teammates, then they don't know what you're doing, you don't know what they're doing. It helps in so many different ways.
In the past, we've played very tough opponents in the playoffs, and we may be undermanned in that regard. What do you believe it takes for an upset like that to happen when you don't have as much star power as the other team?
I think you just got to have the team believe that we can do this and they're beatable. And then you got to have everybody dialed in and know what they're doing, when they're doing it, why they're doing it, stuff like that. So
you need to have everybody bought in. Show your team that the other team's human and can make mistakes, and anybody can beat anybody on any given day.
What measures outside of practice do you two partake in to get yourself ready for the season?
Just like lots of wall ball. I play wall ball every day. I have a net in my backyard, so I probably spend about an hour there every day. Before the season, I go to the Dome a lot. I go to my club team practice. I have tournaments in the summer. I mean, I'm always playing lacrosse. So
I hit the gym a lot, lifting a lot of weights, ladder drills, getting my footwork ready. I have summer tournaments, always playing lacrosse, always going out to showcases, always getting better.
When there's players who really take the game serious and play club and stuff like that, what is the most difficult part of playing with players who are at really high levels while others may be just doing it for fun?
I think the bought-in aspect of it. Like, some kids are just playing for fun, but others are playing because it's, like, the only thing they do. And then also, I think the speed of the game can change for the good players and then the players that are just playing for fun. They both kind of adjust to it and adjust to their teammates.
Yeah, one player might really love the sport, might want to go play pro one day, and another guy might just be playing it for free conditioning, you know, getting in shape. And I think the hardest part about playing with somebody like that is the difference in mentalities.
Lacrosse is a very technical game. What do you believe is the hardest part when the pressure is on during a game?
I think a lot of people overthink the fundamentals. Like, a lot of people, when it comes to big moments, they don't think about, like, the stuff we need to think about. They just start thinking about passing and catching and stuff like that. So it can mess you up big time in big moments.
I feel like people might try to get a little too fancy. Might try forcing things that probably look really cool on a highlight reel, but they just don't work out in game.
Being in a maybe worse conference, what is it like playing against teams who are a lot less talented all year?
You got to come ready to play. You can't overlook them. They got guys too. Like last year, we thought we were going to beat Mankato, and then we went to their house and they beat the crap out of us. So, yeah, you got to come ready to play. You can't overlook them.
Just because we're in a worse conference doesn't mean that we're playing bad teams. I feel like we have to stay ready, and I mean, they're always going to be tough competitions. Good players on both ends.
What are both of you guys' team goals for this season?
I think, like, stat-wise, maybe 8-9 wins. I think our schedule is definitely good enough to do that. Maybe, and then I think win a game in sections. Because, I mean, Lakeville North, Farmington, they're really good, but we can definitely compete with them, I think. Other than, like, overall, I think just helping the young guys understand everything, improving them, because they're our future. We need them.
I want to sweep Tana and then beat Lakeville North and make it to state.
Any personal goals for the season?
I think have more points than last year, help on the rides a lot more, causing a lot of turnovers.
I just want to get better. I mean, every single game is a chance for an improvement, and I plan on taking advantage of that.
Do you guys have any plans of playing at the collegiate level once high school's over?
Yeah, definitely. I want to play college probably around like a D2 school, maybe D1.
Yeah, I plan on playing college lacrosse, hopefully at the D2 level.
What is one thing that you would really like to see improve in your game right now, moving forward?
I think since I'm smaller, playing more physical against bigger guys and being confident in moments like that, because since I'm smaller, big guys think they can beat me up a little bit, but I can just run right by them or eat the check and go into them and play a bigger style of lacrosse.
You serious, Carrot?
Yeah.
It's actually not what I would have said.
Yeah. I would say I need to improve my one slides. Every now and then I'll be caught sleeping on defense and sliding too late or just not having good approach to the slide.
Thank you guys for coming in today, and thank you, KOMN fans, for listening. If you missed a part of this interview live or you just want to listen to it again, head to our website, KOMNradio.net and Sports Center. You're with Grant Selko on this week's Meet the Raider on the Raider app. Tune in for more sports this week on KOMN 95.1, The One.
Well, that is correct. Okay, well, thanks for that uplifting interview. And we have Noah Bachmeyer on the program this morning, Ella Pagel. Fun interviews there. Noah is representing the Olympic weightlifting team who participated at the state meet last Saturday, I believe it was, over there in Cannon Falls, who've hosted it the last 3 years. Sounds like they'll continue to host it until somebody decides otherwise, but they'll be looking at another opportunity next week coming up in hopes of advancing and bringing a lot of the Olympic weightlifters back to the state tournament again next year. Ella Pagel, of course, two-time wrestling champion, state high school wrestling champion, in the studio today. Just a fun interview with Ella, and she is, of course, moving on and pursuing a trade school, which I can congratulate her on, and it's awesome that she has decided to head in that direction and take on a trade school. You know that just from life experiences as a whole, there's a lot of trade opportunities out there. So if you as a young individual are wondering what you could do next to form a career or do something fun and exciting, don't forget to check out none other than some of those trade schools that are out there. It could be electrical, it could be plumbing, it could be, you know, just a bunch of different things that are available, HVAC, and just a lot of fun stuff all the way around when it comes to activities that are available when it comes to the trades. So, hey, come on out and be a part of it, will you? So we would like to also extend a warm welcome to none other than the Grand Event Center, The Grand Event Center is hosting a brunch this morning on behalf of the KYMN radio tower. That's right. So we're trying to raise a little bit of money. We need several thousands of dollars to help keep the tower in the air. And if the tower stays in the air, we stay on the air. We stay on the air. We are able to bring you local area broadcasting so we can talk about the Ella Pagels of the world, and we can talk about the Noah Bachmeyers and the Olympic weight team, and we can talk about the Northfield Chamber, and we can talk about the Cannon Falls High School and different things, and the Rudolph Rockets winning their 18th state title and different things of that nature, and Denison and Nearson and Nearstrom and just areas from here to Faribault and around the area and Lonsdale. And there's so many things that we could talk about. But without independent radio stations, you're going to end up with a nationally broadcasted program. And I don't know if you all want that. If you don't want that, head on over to the Grand Event Center this morning. It's an opportunity for us to raise a little money and keep the tower in the air and keep KYMN on the air. It's going on to 1 o'clock. So if you eat something, have something to drink, there is some entertainment going on over there this morning. No cost to get in. And you don't really have to do anything. You can just show up there. I'm sure there's going to have a little donation bucket there or something like that. So if you'd like to contribute in that way, if you can't contribute in that way, if you can't get to the Grand Event Center this morning, then go to the GoFundMe page. Go to GoFundMe, Save the Tower, KYMN, and you can help donate that way, or you can share it with all of your social media friends, and maybe they can take a look and maybe can throw a couple dollars at it and help KYMN stay on the air and save the tower. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for yet another Saturday morning, 24 minutes after 11 o'clock. We are running a little late today, but nonetheless, hopefully we'll be back next week. We're going to be talking, I think, well, I might get some knowledgeable people on next week. We have to check into that and see if we can make that happen. But spring is here. So we've got the lacrosse team, as you just heard this morning. We've got the boys and girls track and field. We got tennis coming up. We've got boys and girls golf coming up. We have trap shooting coming up. We've got the fishing team coming up. We got all kinds of fun stuff coming up for you in the next coming weeks here on KYMN. And not to mention, you know, it's coming up on prom and graduation and all kinds of fun stuff. So lots of activities to talk about between now and the beginning of summer. Welcome to spring, by the way. It's the 22nd day of March, second day of spring, and we welcome you to the spring activities. Thanks for joining us this morning. Don't forget to stop into the Grand Event Center until 1 o'clock today and help raise money for our tower. All righty. Thanks for joining us. Hey, if you want to listen back and see what we missed, KYMNradio.net, go to programs, go to the Raider app, click on today's date. We'll have the podcast up there. Or you can look back at all the podcasts. You can go back and see what we have in the archives and listen back to other programs if you'd like to. You can download them and you can share them with your friends and family as well. So again, thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next week. You're listening to the Raider Wrap on AM 1080, 95.1, The One, KYMN.
For nearly 60 years, KYMN Radio has been working to connect businesses with the local community. We are proud to be Northfield's hometown radio station, bringing you local and national news, sports, weather, and interviews. All of this programming is brought to you with the support of our KYMN sponsors. We are grateful to the hundreds of businesses who have trusted us to tell their story. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor, KYMN's advertising team would love to work with you. Whether you want to sponsor our broadcast of Northfield Raider sports, advertise to the community listening on the radio, or connect with those streaming on KYMNradio.net, we can help find the option that is best fit for you. Reach out to the KYMN sales team at 507-645-5695 and talk with Lindsay and Karsten about becoming a sponsor working to support your local independent radio station.
Day and night, I look for a way. So much on my mind and nothing left to say. I'm all alone, like so many times before. All I know, yeah, the blues walk through my door. All those weeks and years I'm crying through the the blues walk through my door.
Thank you. Weather specialist Bob Matheson has your weather weekday mornings on KYMN.
Oh, what a night. What a night, what a night. Oh, gosh, what a night. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, and only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. You feel like velvet rubbing over my skin, and when your hair dances under my chin, I wish we were alone, baby, just the two of us. Yes, every move you make gives me a rush. Whoa-oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind, don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when you're wrapped up in my arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good. Whoa, yeah, 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 yeah. Boy, what a vibe. What a vibe, what a vibe. What a night. What a night, what a night, yes. What a night. Oh, yeah. I'd love to wipe the sweat off of your face, but it looks so good I might have to replace. This moment is magic, so I leave it alone until you say, honey, time to go home. Oh, oh, oh. Wine some more and show me that love unconditionally. Make believe we're alone, just you and me. Take the problems, leave them behind, don't let it show. Go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go, baby, go. I feel good when I'm wrapped up in your arms, dancing to a reggae song. Feel good, feel good. I feel good, 'cause your perfume isn't loud, that only I can talk about. Feel good, feel good, yes. Oh, what a night, what a night, yes. What a sweet, sweet night, full of vibes. Oh, what a night, what a night.
It's funny how it happened, how fast your world can change. It's funny how you tricked me, and how you keep fooling yourself. It's funny how I believed you then, when you said we all try our best. I loved you, I did, but I've put that notion to rest. It's all a shift in perspective, a different point of view. Can still picture the perfect image of you. I go back there time and time again. Looks I stole when you weren't watching. I stood at the corner, solemn in the rain, waiting for something, a feeling that never came.
Now I keep looking over my shoulder like some.
South Soda, Benjamin Franklin, 1 hour, and Mr. Sparky, how can we come through for you today?
Yeah, my water heater's broken. It flooded out my basement. Can you fix it?
Absolutely, positively. If you're south of the cities, skip the gritties, hold the running, and call South Soda Plumbing. We'll get your hot water back online, lickety-split.
How quick is lickety-split, exactly?
How's today sound?
Holy buckets, that sounds great, but what if I want to go tankless?
That's a can-do on the upgrade. When we say absolutely positively, we mean it.
At South Soda Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, we can replace your water heater same day. Call in the morning and you'll have hot water by evening. We can even upgrade you to tankless and install a water filtration system if you want. You'll get endless hot water and twice the life out of your system. Plus, we've got easy payment plans even Susie Satchquatch can afford.
The absolutely positively people at southsoda.com.
Stay up to date with KYMN by following us on social media. Search KYMN Radio on Facebook and on Instagram. Find us at KYMN_95 The 1.
Myself, I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like your kind to find the man in me. But oh, what a wonderful feeling just to know that you are. It's my heart a-reeling from my toes up to my ears. The man in me will hide sometimes to keep from being seen, but that's just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through